Emotional intelligence, do you have it? Do you know what it is? Does it bring luck your way? Carolyn Stern is an emotional intelligence expert, the author of a book called The Emotionally Strong Leader. And in honor of St. Patrick's Day, we all need a little luck, Carolyn. So first of all, tell everybody what emotional intelligence is and how it is this is your specialty.
Thanks for having me, Lisa. Emotional intelligence is really about being intelligent about your emotions. And this is really about using the information our emotions provide to act appropriately in the face of daily challenges. So when I'm angry, what does that mean? What is that emotion telling me about me? And when I'm frustrated, what does that mean? What is that emotion telling me about me? And the problem is, I don't know about you, but how many of us, me included, have been frustrated but shown it as anger? And so if people don't understand the difference, the causal difference, so for instance, the causal difference between anger and frustration is frustration stems from unmet expectations, whereas anger stems from injustice or an unfairness. So I think it's really important for us to identify, what our emotions mean.
Yeah, because a person who's seated across from you doesn't say, oh, she's frustrated. They're like, she's angry. Why is she shouting?
Well, that's it, right? And, yeah. The problem is you attribute an emotion to someone rather than getting into those deeper conversations saying, hey, Lisa, I noticed that, you know, you're stomping your feet as you're walking down the hallway. The story I'm telling myself is that you're angry. Is that correct? No, what we do is we make assumptions. And that's what psychologists call attribution bias, right? I attribute an emotion to you when I'm actually not asking you the question of how you're actually feeling.
And how do we create our own luck based on emotional intelligence?
Well, it's really about, to me, it stems down to having three key emotional intelligence competencies. So optimism, self-regard, and self-actualization. So what is optimism? Optimism is really about having a positive attitude. And that's really about will help you open up a new way of being. You'll think, you know, you're creating your own luck because you're seeing new potential and opportunities, right? So you're unlocking your potential. If you think you are, you know, studies show a correlationship between positive feelings and better performance ratings, right? And negative feelings and worse ratings, right? That isn't rocket science.
Right.
When you have a positive attitude and outlook on life, you tend to remain hopeful even in the face of adversity. So optimism is one of them. Self-regard, this is really about having confidence that you believe things, good things will happen to you. You have high self-regard. You have an accurate view of both of your strengths, but also of your development opportunities. You know, you're confident in yourself. And then finally, self-actualization, that's really about living a life of meaning and purpose and doing what you were meant to do. So self-actualized people are motivated to maximize their potential and achieve more. And if you really feel motivated and you visualize that goal into reality, that's really essential when you're trying to create like a strong mindset and focus on implementing your action plan to reaching your goals.
Carolyn Stern is an emotional intelligence expert, the author of The Emotionally Strong Leader. Okay, we all know people who we consider to be lucky. Like, they're lucky.
Yeah.
They can buy a scratch-off lottery ticket. They always seem to win. They just have luck on their side. How can that possibly be identified as how they look at life or how they carry themselves through life?
Well, think about it. You're more likely to succeed if you can do these three things. One, you know what you need to do, right? Two, you believe you can do it. And three, you're motivated to do it. So if you have something right now that you're really focused and dedicated to doing, so what do you need to do to make that happen? Figure out a plan. You know, a lot of times when we're emotional, we can't think clearly, right? That our emotions cloud our objectivity. But like, think of a plan and worked on your plan. If you believe you can do it and you're confident in yourself, of course you're going to if you think you can, you are what you think, right?
Right. You create your own reality. But did we say that at the same time? But here's the thing. You can't create the reality of winning the lottery. Some people just are lucky in that way.
Yes, and absolutely. You can, you know, they're the locus of control, right? What is it that we control and what is actually outside luck? I feel that, you know, there are certain things that you cannot, you know, you can't predict that you're going to win the lottery and you can't make that happen. But there are certain things that you can do to create your own luck. And all of those things that I said about being optimistic, having a good self-regard and having good confidence and having a being self-actualized are the keys, in my opinion, to being really emotionally strong. And when you're emotionally strong, right, people always think of emotional as a sign of weakness. But Lisa, you can be emotional and strong. They're not mutually exclusive. I can feel things deeply, but I can also be a strong person. And that's kind of what the whole book's about.
And another thing that seems to have ties, because it's got the Irish title in it, Murphy's Law. And that's people just go, if anything could go wrong, it's going to go wrong. And there are people who truly believe that. That means they've got a low emotional intelligence score, right?
Well, I think, you know, it's whatever you focus on grows, right? So if you focus on the negative's going to grow. If you focus on the positive, you can grow. You know, have everyone today that's listening in, you know, strike a power pose. Think of how Wonder Woman stood. Now go stand like that. Trust me, after a while, your body tells your mind. It changes the way you kind of shift and think about things. So I think it's really about thinking positive, believing that you can do it, and then being motivated to continue doing that.
Okay. But the luck of winning the lottery, something completely different.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Just want to be clear on that.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you can wish it, but this is really about what is in your control, right? What is in your circle of influence?
And what do you consider the sign of a lucky person?
I go back to saying these three things, right? Being confident, having a positive attitude, and really believing that you want to be the best that you can be. And that's all being self-actualized.
Thank you so much for joining us, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
And you want to know, it's my birthday today, too. So thank you.
Oh, I will take that. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Any chance you're going to be drinking a Guinness in 40 minutes like we are?
That's what I plan to be doing. That's why I'm trying to get off the phone.
Perfect. Have a great day.